What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Box Out Boys podcast. We're the NBA podcast of the people, your home for lukewarm takes and substandard analysis. I'm Titus Two Shots Dominguez, and with me, as always, it's Chris the Stats Man Gorman.
I don't have a stat, but did you guys hear that Luke Longley, Horace Grant, and Scottie Pippen are doing a no bullshit tour? Talk about their side of the Last Dance.
Oh, wow. Biography.
So there's some tour dates in Australia right now because of Luke. But hopefully they bring it stateside.
We may have to go to that one.
Sounds
interesting.
Sounds petty.
Sounds very petty, which is great for podcast material. Yeah. He's not petty. He just bleeds red. It's a long box. Trey McCroskey, get that joke.
Titus, did you happen to look at the lyrics of the song that I shared?
I did look at some of the lyrics, and then I got halfway through the song, and I got busy. But yes, and I agreed. When I listened to it, I was like, "Wow, that's some deep stuff from Joey's." He's in his feelings about the Bulls.
Yeah. So if any of our astute listeners decide to follow along, the Taylor Swift jam "Cruel Summer" happens to be the exact feelings that I share towards my Bulls at the beginning of every season and throughout the season.
Yes.
Hold on.
It's a cruel summer.
Yeah, it's a cruel season.
It's a cruel season for Joey. I will be completely honest. My cruel summer is the 80s song. I'm not going to sing it because Adam's not here to, to clean it up for me, but I would recommend looking up that one too. It's a jam.
No faith, man.
It's a jam. But yeah, we'll have to do a breakdown of Joey's cruel summer with the Bulls, cruel winter with the Bulls.
Yeah, I can do it maybe as a part of my 10 up, 10 down at the end of the season for them. I can try and
work a cruel summer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's great. We got a good show for you guys tonight. We're going to do a little All-Star recap. We've been on the All-Star break, and we didn't end up doing a trade deadline show because the trade deadline kind of sucked. And apparently so did the All-Star game, but, you know, I was feeling great. Then I'm going to hit the boys with some most likely twos and some high thoughts. The triumphant return of NBA high thoughts. And then Chris has got a team draft cooked up for us that we will get to at the end of the show. All right, boys. I guess we can kind of keep this brief, I guess. Overall thoughts on the All-Star weekend, All-Star game, any highlights, any lowlights? Joey, we can start with you. What'd you think, man?
Saturday night's supposed to be the fun night.
Yeah.
I get excited every year for it. And I think after last year's dunk contest where we were all shocked and surprised by Mac McClung, he was good. He was good this year. He wasn't great. I think if this was him last year, we would have been really exciting, but because he was so awesome last year, I think I was expecting a similar performance. It just wasn't in the cards, I guess. Like when you're 6'2", there's only so many dunks you can do before you have to like resort to jumping over Shaq, which
is
straight impressive, right? It was awesome.
Better than over Kai's team that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think his first dunk was the best. The
let
go of the ball midair and regrip and, you know, behind the back dunk, whatever you call it. Pretty sweet. My favorite part though of the whole thing, the Steph versus Sabrina shootout was awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool just to see how they were actually like nervous and they actually cared about it. And it like meant something to both of them.
Yeah.
Get those first seven in a row. I was.
Oh yeah.
On the edge of my seat. I was like, dude, she's going to
like, she's on.
Yeah. She's gonna go out here and break the record again from the men's line. Pretty ridiculous considering, you know, 3-point shooting seems like it's a very, you know, muscle memory type thing. And for her to take the few steps back to the men's line and knock in 26. I mean, Steph beat her by one shot, right? One made basket technically.
Yeah, I think so.
It was more, but made one more shot. And for her to match the totals of Dame who won the whole thing, pretty awesome. I hope they do it again. I'm glad it was good. I'm glad neither one of them had like an off night. Cause I feel like if either one of them had like an off night, it would have just kind of been like, all right, this was lame. We're not doing this again, but it was entertaining. It was compelling. It was a good storyline. But I enjoyed it. That was my favorite part. The 3-point contest has kind of become like the highlight, I feel like, of the All-Star weekend.
Yeah, I think so.
Just based on, I mean, that's where the league is. So overall, like Saturday night, I give it like a B. Like, I mean, it was fine. It was solid. Skills competition was kind of fun. Seeing the Pacers, they kind of cared. Halliburton was good. Chris, your Anthony Edwards was about the most depressing thing you could possibly have seen in that competition, which was pretty rough. Him shooting left-handed on purpose to be fun was kind of disappointing. But yeah, I'll keep my comments to Saturday. Saturday, I'll give it a B. One of you guys can cover what you thought about the Sunday.
Chris, how did you feel about Sunday? Oh, you didn't watch the game?
I didn't watch the game. That's how I felt about it. I cared about it as much as the players did. I thought it was funny that Andre Iguodala, Larry Bird, and I think Julius Erving gave speeches in the locker room talking about the importance of making this a competitive game. And the guys still went out there and were just like, fuck this, 211 points. Yeah. A lot of talk around Adam Silver saying his speech over the – I don't know if you guys heard his speech, but he's like, to the team that, well, you score the most points, so here you go.
Oh, and man.
It's just kind of like he's not happy with it. The players were like, whatever. So, I don't know, whatever. I don't care about the game. I think there needs a revamp. NFL did this a few years ago. That game's now unwatchable, too. It's flag football, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And just do more fun skill stuff. Do one-on-one stuff. Do 3-on-3. Make it so the players have a reason to be more competitive about it instead of trying to make them be more competitive.
Facts.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe we can. This rolls right into my high thought here, my NBA high thought. Because so I will say, yeah. So I was a little, you know, I was getting higher than Mac McClung to watch the events Saturday and Sunday. My wife was working, so you know I had nothing else to do besides hang out and watch basketball. So I was chilling, but I felt like the first part of the game was all right, was solid. I did realize towards the end, I was like, yeah, it's kind of getting a little loose here, but I thought it was pretty strong. And the thought I had was, is the key to saving the All-Star game or All-Star weekend in general just having young superstars? Because I felt like Halliburton was really taking it seriously and came out guns blazing that first quarter. But then on the West, it was, you know, it's Steph, it's LeBron. Luka really doesn't care, even though he's kind of younger. And they didn't have the energy to, like, say, all right, we're going to, you know, battle back with this young fella. And then I think when that didn't happen, then the game started to kind of feel like it. All right, and the East kind of got that big lead. The West really didn't make an effort to get back into it. And then you said it had Dame launching half court shots. But I feel like if you had a core group, and I think it might actually be maybe in the next couple of years when you start to lose sort of these perennial all-star types, you know, the LeBrons, the Stephs, some of these older guys that are really, because they're not going to bust their ass in this game. You know, they're there to hang out. But maybe when you get the next crop, you know, the Shays, the Halliburtons and these next young guys, could that be the key to saving the All-Star game or bringing it back to being competitive? It's just having young superstars being the dominant players in the game. What do you guys think?
Anthony Edwards shot left-handed.
That's true.
The man is 23 years old.
Yeah. You're right.
I'm glad he had a good time, Titus. No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen?
Were you? Yeah, no. Joey?
I hear what you're saying, and I get the concept. I feel like, to Chris's point, there's almost like the All-Star game kind of used to be like a pride thing, like East versus West. And like, right, a lot of those teams from the All-Star games that like we cared about were like, the teams stayed together more, right? And there was more bad blood between the teams built over a longer period of time. So you had a chance for...
Yeah. And now we got bad blood. Okay.
I'm full of it. You're right, Chris. But you had a chance for these guys to, like, team up, you know, and then, like, go against guys that they had, like, some actual, like, vitriol towards. And like with the shuffling of teams so often that it happens, like there's that aspect of like the care is kind of gone. And I also feel like too, the All-Star game was a chance for guys that like weren't Kobe, right? And to have a chance to like make a name for themselves or like put their product out there. That, like, it's not a seam, right? And you know, there weren't games on every night. You couldn't watch some of these guys whenever you wanted to, and now you can. And the money they're making, like, there's not the financial like impact of them performing well in this game.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. I feel like though, if you're going to go that drastic, it's almost like you've got to set some sort of like there's a financial impact to this, right? They get paid if they win, but they don't get paid enough. But I think the bigger thing is like a lot of these guys have like, there's, you know, these tie-ins to their contracts for All-Star selections and All-NBA selections, and like removing some of that stuff and being like, if you don't want to do this, like you can be named an All-Star, right? Like you sure, yeah. Which is an All-Star, but like, hey man, if you don't want to do this, like don't do it. Like no one, like everybody who wants to see you play can see you play whenever they want to. So like, you know, put somebody in there who's actually going to care. And like, it has to be a much more than just like, hey, we talked to you guys and you, thanks for telling us. Like let guys who actually want to go in there and play up to a certain reason, right? You can't put like, you know, Dalen Terry in there to run around and just like be excited.
Yeah. That he's
popular. But like, you know, I'm sure we could easily find 20 NBA players that are really good, like are on the, like the cusp of All-Star that would easily go in there and show you a good game. Cause to me, like,
that's actually a really good fix.
It's philosophical, but like at the end of the day, like the point of the All-Star game isn't like you said, Tyson, it's not for me to go watch LeBron and like KD run around and like, you know, play for 7 minutes. It's like, it's to bring in like the casual fan to say like, this is the product we have. And like, if you want to come watch our sport, like this is the best of the best. But if like, if you don't watch basketball that often and you put that game on, you're like, oh, well, all I ever hear is that nobody ever plays defense in the NBA. Right, like that's the narrative.
Yeah,
and you watch that game, and you're like, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Like nobody's playing defense. Like, so I feel like they're at a pretty significant crossroad. Like 2 years in a row, it's been bad. And they've got to find something. And I think it just comes down to like, don't force guys to do it. Like, Jokic doesn't want to be there. It's so obvious, right? He could have cared less. He doesn't want to. Yeah. Luka's like, I don't like All-Star games. It's not how I play. I don't give a shit. So like, okay, cool. Hey, you.
Yeah,
just an All-Star, but you don't have to go play. Who cares?
That could be something. That could be something. All right, I had one last high thought. This one might be a little bit spicy, but we'll see. I kind of get what Kenny Smith was saying at the end.
All right, elaborate.
Hold on. Yeah, I thought it was, so. In the moment, again, you know, I was a little
cooked. This is the moment.
I was like, he's
doing a terrible job at this and he's going to get roasted for this. But at the same time, I was like, I get where he's coming from. And I'll say this and then if I'm getting too far out, you guys got to reel me in here. But so if you guys don't know what, you know, Kenny kind of went off after saying Sabrina should have shot from the woman's line and blah, blah, blah. But I think what he was trying to say, I think he did a very poor job of it. I will say.
Trying to say,
yeah, it was just trying to say. No, he was saying. All right, I think he was mad because I believe he picked Sabrina to win the contest. So then, when she didn't win, I think he was kind of like mad, and he kind of does this. That's the other thing too. If you really watch like Kenny, he does this all the time. If you know, if like a dunker is not doing good, he kind of complains or whatever, and he gets all, you know, a little butthurt about it. That's what I think he was doing. I think he was saying he was mad because she. Like she was so close, like Joey said, she had lost by 3 points. It was like 29-26, one shot or two shots different, and she wins. And she was shooting from the men's line, which is super impressive. So he was like, you should have shot from the women's line because you really could have won if you would have done that. And he wasn't, I think then Miller is going, you're limiting her. And that's not the case. When she set the all-time record, it was from the women's line. And I think that is showing what is actually the equality going through, which is saying, hey, look, we're not looking at that as anything different than what Steph is doing. We're not saying, oh, yeah, but from the woman's line. Like even when they introduced her, they said she has the record in any three-point contest. They didn't say, you know, in a women's three-point contest in the WNBA. They said any three-point contest. And even I thought it was kind of, I get why she shot from the men's line, because I think she wanted to say, like, look, that way nobody could say, oh, I shot from the women's line and that's what was going on. But I think in reality, anyone that had a brain and anyone that actually mattered wouldn't have said that. Like, if she would have won, nobody's going to be like, well, she shot from the women's line. And I think that to me was the actual, that's actual equality, is by going, hey, look, this thing that you're doing is the exact same thing that this guy's doing. He's just doing it from this line because that's where they shoot from. Like what Kenny was saying, that's where she doesn't shoot from that line. That'd be like if Steph stepped back to the starry line and was shooting from the starry spot, you know? Like, yeah, would that, you know, could he have done that to say, well, you know, then I'll step back. That's not the point. The point is just, hey, who can hit the most shots in a minute? And you shoot from where, like, because, like, again, what Kenny said is she was still using the, you know, the woman's ball. So, like, not necessarily that you need the handicap or need the, you know, the quote unquote advantage, but he was kind of saying, like, it isn't an advantage to shoot from the women's line. That's just where you're used to shooting from. So you should shoot there, make as many shots as you possibly can, because nobody's going to look at that as you having an advantage. And I think that was what got lost in the translation. Then he obviously got dragged through the mud because he kind of said it in a weird way and wasn't very eloquent with it. But in the moment I was going, yeah, I kind of get it. Like, you know, why wouldn't you just shoot from where you shot from? Because that's, when you set the record, that's where you set it from. It had nothing to do with, like, oh, you're a woman, you can't shoot from the men's line. Everybody knows she can shoot from there. Thoughts?
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
If the only problem is if she had won it from shooting from the women's line, but, well, of course she won because she gets a smaller ball. Do we know what size ball she used?
She's a woman's ball.
Women's ball. It's like 28 or something, right? I don't know what the
28.5 compared to 29.5. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So wait, she used the women's ball,
but shot from the men's line. Yeah.
I think the line was overblown.
Yeah, the line was overblown. Like, that's the thing where I go, it doesn't even, like, the line to me didn't matter. Like, it didn't matter that she was shooting from the men's line or the women's line. I'm like, you guys are out there. It's 60 seconds on the clock. Hit as many shots as you can. And I think, like you said, Chris, yeah, there would have been somebody that would have said, oh, well, of course she won. She, you know, shot from the men's line, but, or shot from the women's line. But that's that's why, to me, like, it felt a little anticlimactic when Steph won. Cause I was like, yeah, because she's shooting from the men's line. Like, she put herself at a disadvantage to prove a point that didn't need to be proved, you know, in my opinion.
Okay. I'm actually agreeing with you.
And that's where I got what Kenny was saying. He was just saying it in a very terrible, like, reactionary way. And he kept saying, like,
well, he was drunk too.
There was all the center saying, well, let them shoot with the real ball. And that to me is something too, where, like, I'm going, all right, this was a great first step in sort of integrating this stuff or whatever. And, like, maybe you go, all right, yeah, let's shoot with a men's ball or whatever the hell they want to do for the men's line. And if, you know, some of the WNBA players want to come shoot in the 3-point contest, like, let's have at it. There's no point in having this separate. And that's just what I felt like was the point he was trying to make in a very bad way. Because it didn't, I don't think if she would have won from that line, like, would you have said that? Would you have said, oh, well, yeah, of course she won. She was using the women's ball on a women's line.
Yeah, I feel like Kenny would have said it.
I don't think he would have said it. But, like, to me, if he would have, if Kenny would have said that, then that would have been the really bad take. Like, that would have been like, dude, that's actually sexist. By going, no. Well, yeah, of course you won. She was shooting from a shorter distance and a smaller ball. I'm like, no, dude, she still made 26 shots. She still made enough to be in the finals of the actual competition.
The take was bad because
The take was bad.
From my standpoint, like, he has one job in this, and his job is a commentator for basketball. And, like, he has the disposal of everything available to him. Like, in the time you were talking, I looked up her shooting stats from last season. From 20 to 24 feet, 3-point, she shot 49.7% from the field, right? So,
yeah.
49%?
49.7.
That is so stupid.
The bulk of her attempts are coming in there. And I was listening to something earlier, and they were talking about, like, if you watch her, most of her 3-point attempts are not on the line.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, she didn't lose because she shot from the men's line. And you're kind of saying that, right? Like, she didn't lose because of that.
No,
like,
she didn't lose because of that. No.
And I think the way that he went about saying it was he was insinuating that she only lost because she decided to shoot from the men's line.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the case. And I don't think she would tell you that's the case. And Frank, I mean, it wasn't because she shot a number that was comparable to everybody. And it took Steph to his last rack. And the
last rack to get it happen.
So, I think your high thought that he was meaning more than he was saying is probably spot on, but I don't know. I still fault people when you're like, you have like,
it was just like not the place to do it.
Right. Like,
yeah, you know,
like, this is a great moment to be like, hey, like when she's like, hey, if you can shoot, you can shoot. Like, yeah, that's pretty freaking cool. Like, you just showed us all, like, you're really freaking good. And your all-star attempt or your 3-point record from last season wasn't like a fluke, right? You came out here, no warm up, one round, and you made it look easy. And
that's
pretty exciting. So,
and I think that was the biggest thing for me was like, it was a bummer of an ending on top of that because of what he ended up saying and what he did, because it kind of did ruin the moment where then it became all about his reaction to it and not that like she almost won the damn thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That was a bummer.
Yeah. And like you said, that was the best night. That was the legit best night of the or moment of the night. Even that, like when I was watching, I was like, oh my God, like she just hit the first 7 in a row. Like, this is insane.
It was ridiculous. It looked effortless.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just lighting them up, and I'm like, oh shit.
I hope they do it again. I hope they bring more. Yeah. I kind of want to see a team thing. They were talking like maybe doing like a Steph and Clay against like her and Caitlin Clark if she goes to WNBA. Like,
yes.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Although like, Clay, they were saying.
The guy, but it'd be fun.
Wait, where else would Caitlin Clark go? Is she coming to the NBA?
She can stay, I think one more year. I think she's got potentially one
more year. She's only a junior?
No, I think she's got a COVID year.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
because she already broke the points record, I think.
Yeah, that's because it was. I guess somebody was going after her for breaking the points record, and apparently she had an extra year.
Yeah, it was like Cheryl Swoops or something. Cheryl
Swoops or something was saying that she was like 25
and stayed there for 5 years, and she was like, no, she's like 22 and she's in her fourth year.
Yeah, but it's like nope. And then that's the stuff that's funny to me. But and like again, going back to the last point, we can kind of wrap this up and go into something more fun. But that was my thing. Yeah. Like, it's just I felt bad that she felt like that she had to shoot from the line, from the men's line. That's what I think is, and not that she, again, it's not that she couldn't shoot from the men's line. That's like you said, the majority of her shots come from that far out. She's a great shooter. Like, you know, you didn't need to bow down to the men that were going to say, oh, she shot from the women's line.
It's sad that if she won the comfort, right, it was going to be the excuse was going to be, well, she shot from the women's line. It's way easier.
Yeah. And I think there would have been a loud pushback from people saying, no, she legit, that's, you know, that's where she shoots from. And that's, she won. Like, that's what the competition is.
Yeah. But unfortunately, in our stupid world, the stupid people are louder than the smart people.
Unless you're high, and then all you hear is good things.
Oh yeah,
good deep things.
All right, so All-Star game bad. All right. 3-point contest good. More young people that are in the All-Star game is good.
Yeah,
get the old heads out. Keep Anthony Edwards out, and then everything else is good.
Hey, hang on a second. We don't need that.
You might not make it.
You might not make it.
All right, guys. You might not make it next year. It's fine. All right, I got some. We're going to try a new segment here, most likely twos. So I'm going to give the boys a couple scenarios, and you guys are going to tell me what's most likely to happen. All right. And this is kind of going back. We didn't end up doing a trade deadline recap show, but this is kind of based off of what happened at the trade deadline and slightly prior to it. But who is most likely to win a first round series sooner, the Chicago Bulls or the Toronto Raptors? So the Bulls did nothing at the break, decided just to run the same team back, and apparently that's just where we're going. And Toronto decided to maybe start looking towards rebuilding with trading Siakam prior to the deadline and kind of doing some moves like that around the periphery. So my thought was, which of those plans, the two sort of mediocre teams, teams that have been in that play-in range the last couple of years. Joey, man, what do you think about this? Who do you think would win a first-round series sooner?
I'm trying to run through the faith that I have in players on both teams. And I'm trying not to be a homer, but I feel like it could be the, I feel like it'd be the Bulls.
Okay.
I feel like
this is an entire series in the first round.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I'm just kidding.
Easy.
Seven games.
Seven games.
I feel like we're gonna see what the Knicks ended up truly believing RJ Barrett was. And I think it was really high hopes and like moments of like, wow, this guy could be really good. And then just the prolonged stretches of just like mediocre. Like, I feel like he might be like a Tobias Harris type comparison where it's like,
yeah,
you take a chance because you see potential, and then, you know, maybe not contract wise, but like you take the shot at the potential, but it's not going to necessarily pan out. And I don't know. I just don't feel like there's enough like pure talent. And like, I don't have enough trust in Scotty Barnes yet either. Like, I feel like he tries to like, when it's his game to take over, it almost becomes like too much, and he tries to do too much, and it becomes like a one man show. And I'm not sure he's that one man show yet. But like, I feel like there's a lot of bad things on the Bulls too, but like there are some like potential pieces that are like blossoming this season, right? Like, as much as I hate to say it, right? Hey, Kobe White.
No, he's just, all right, you're sucked in. You're sucked in right now. This is so biased right now. We gotta go. Chris, what are your thoughts? I had to cut you off here, man. The Kobe White.
I don't think we're gonna have the answer to this question for like 10 years.
10 years. I think so. 4 or 5 years.
You gotta pick.
I like the idea. Sorry, Joey, did you say you said Toronto?
No, I think the Bulls. I think the Bulls would be more likely to win a series first.
Because I think, to Joey's point with RJ Barrett kind of being the next Tobias Harris, RJ Barrett, Carmelo went at RJ a little bit, and RJ, he was talking about how he's not like a killer. I think it was kind of the gist of it.
Yeah.
And RJ kind of just said, well, I did get 5 points that other night, but the game after he made those comments, I got 25, so he was half right. That's kind of a weird thing.
A weird plus.
Just a weird way to go about it, right? You're like, if you're in the NBA, you got to be a killer, I feel like, right? It's like succession kind of stuff here.
I guess to be a winner.
And he's not like that. So to Joey's point, I don't think the Raptors are going to win a playoff series with this current iteration with Quickly,
yeah, I don't think
Barrett,
that's what's happening.
Barnes. You know, the Bulls, are they going to win with Kobe White a playoff series with LaVine, DeMar? Both these teams are so far off that we're going to have to scrap both of these units and reset and find out in 10 to 12 years, you know, who actually drafted better.
Because I think that was kind of my point of the debate is like, what actually is more effective in the NBA? Like getting bad and building around a few, you know, pieces. And I really think Scotty Barnes is really their only piece. Yeah, I know they got RJ and they got Quickly. They got some other guys. You know, maybe Quickly's a piece. But really it's going to be, you know, when they are ready to win a series, it'll be whoever they draft with these picks that they got for Siakam and stuff like that. And then maybe Scotty. Whereas, all right, are the Bulls a little bit farther away because they're going to have – they might have some cracks at it in the next 3 years. And that was when I was thought about this. I figured that Joey might say the Bulls. I was going to say, yeah, because, hey, look at it. Maybe next year, maybe nobody's really all that good. LaVine's healthy, you know, and now they get a decent matchup in the first round, a Knicks, a Cavs, maybe an older Heat, and they get one, and they get a series win. That's possible. But if you're telling me, all right, this team's broken up in a year and a half or two, then I feel like it starts to lean the Raptors way a little bit. Like the Raptors will rebuild fairly quickly. And then in the next 5 years, be talking about a playoff victory, but it's interesting. It's interesting.
Before you cut me off, that's where I was going with my Kobe White thing was No,
I had to get it in.
I think for the next like year or two, there's enough.
Yeah.
There's enough talent. Like the Bulls are going to be in the play-in, right? Which gives them a chance. Like the Raptors are not making it this year, right?
Yeah, the Raptors aren't going to be in the playoffs at all.
There's a chance, and probably not next year too, but like, there's a chance the Bulls stumble into one, right? Yeah. It's not impossible that they somehow luck their way into something completely unexpected or ridiculous. And like they've got just enough talent to continue to be mediocre. And like you're right, if they get the right matchup or the right things kind of shake out, or
injury gets hurt, like,
there's a chance.
Giannis tears his Achilles.
Yeah.
And then Brunson tears his Achilles.
Like the video Chris sent. Oh,
that's the video. That was great. Yeah, no, I feel like there's a chance they could just kind of luck into one in the next year or two. But then after that, I think it's the scale starts to tip towards Toronto. But
yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Got to be in there to win one.
Yep, got to be in there. All right, another most likely to. Kind of similar related again to the trade deadline and some stories we didn't get a chance to cover. Chris, I'll start with you on this one. But who's most likely to be on a new team next year? LeBron James or Zach LaVine? Who gets traded in the summer? Is LeBron going to the Warriors?
Low Post went on like a 20-minute thing with Ramona Shelburne talking about how LeBron might have been talked about being traded to Golden State.
Like this was real?
Oh, apparently never even made it to LeBron. But it was such... It was the most non-news that I've ever freaking heard. And I felt like I was hearing like a Taylor Swift gossip. I hated it. And no, LaVine, it's LaVine. LeBron's not going to move unless he wants to move. He doesn't feel that desperate to move. I think Loeb made a good point on there where if he did not win that championship in 2020, 2021, maybe, you know, he would be looking to get traded, but he won. He's got four.
He's got one.
You know, sure, he maybe wants to chase Kobe and then MJ. But it's LaVine.
It's LaVine. Joey, it's LaVine.
Yeah, I think it's LaVine. What did you say, traded or on a new team?
On a new team in general. So is LeBron, you know, does LeBron not take his player option and then maybe in free agency go somewhere?
No, it's LaVine.
Warriors.
I think that marriage is done.
Oh, yeah, no. Especially after his antics at the deadline.
I think it's done on both sides. Like,
what his antics as in?
Well, I mean, he needed surgery. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was. I think it was on purpose. I think that's what happened. That's my theory.
Yeah, speak the truth on the Box Out Boys sometimes.
I heard Detroit was like, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and take care of this foot now.
It's like, you know, right. What? Maybe
probably gonna land there anyways.
Yep.
I mean, it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. But
the same exact.
That was just interesting. It was just interesting timing.
No, I think it's Zach. I think Zach is gone long before LeBron.
Yeah, I think LeBron would have to make the decision himself. But you know, who knows? We'll see what happens in the playoffs for the Lakers if they get there.
We'll get to it when we do our draft. I'm curious how you guys think about the Lakers.
Yeah, I had them in. We get there. Speaking of the draft, I think that's it. We can get into our draft here. Do we have a draft order?
Who won the last thing that we did?
I don't know.
That is a good question. I will tell you in 2 seconds who won.
So Chris, well, he's tracking
Titus
it down.
Won. Titus won our roundtable last year. Chris was second, and I was last.
So all right, so let's just do that order.
Yeah. Are we doing snake draft?
Yeah,
or just back and forth?
Yeah.
Let's not complicate this.
We'll go back and forth. All right, it's going to go me, Chris, Joey. Ooh, now I get the first pick, so I can decide which way I want to go with this.
I'm very interested to see where you go with this. I think I know what team you're going to pick.
Let's go ahead and set this up for the listeners here. So what we're going to do, we're going to draft 10 teams because there's 30 teams in the league. And there's going to be two winners and one loser. One winner is the team that drafts or is the person that drafts the teams with the most wins from the All-Star break to the end of the season. And the other winner will be the team that drafts the teams with the most losses. The loser in this is the team that drafts the most mediocre set of teams.
Most mid teams.
So I'm curious, do I start off the gate like stacking losses here? Do I try to get wins?
Go for it. You gotta go. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. All right.
There's nothing in losing. You're just not humiliated.
This is great. Then I have the first overall pick in this draft. I'm gonna go ahead and take the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh God, you jerk. Oh,
speaking of low post, I heard the low post today.
Do you want to do a trade?
Did
you listen to low post today? No, I'm curious. Do you want to elaborate on why the Minnesota Timberwolves as your second half number one most wins team?
So I listened to the low post today.
Hang on, the records are 0-0. Did we mention that? Okay,
yep, yeah. They're 0-0. So what he mentioned on the podcast was that one, they're most likely going to finish the number one seed in the West, and that they have 7 home games to make up.
They have a 7-game homestand coming up. Yeah.
So he's like, their likelihood of winning a lot of games is pretty high, and that's why he believed they would finish number one overall. So I heard that, and I was like, you know what? If I get a chance to take him, I think I'm going to take him.
Yeah, you know what? You're a smart man.
I did, and I'm not going against the heart. I'm trying to win. So okay. Timber Pups, help me out.
All right. I am going to go – I'm trying to think about like what you guys would think and what I kind of want to pick. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Miami Heat.
Wow. Okay.
That's a wow. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. That's low on my board. All right.
All right. Good.
Miami Heat. Anyway, you know, what was the justification there?
They're currently 30-25. And when I look at their record, I think they'll be better than that at the end of the season. I think they'll actually turn it up to.
Yeah, the East is kind of hurt right now. So
the East is hurt. Cavs peaking right now. Yeah. In my opinion, maybe. I don't know, maybe I'll pick them. Who knows? Bucks, dude. I keep reading about the Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks.
I don't know, that team is gonna, I think that he can finish in the top four, so that's why I picked.
Okay, so you're gambling on old Jimmy Buckets. All right, Joey, who you got?
I am going to take the Cleveland Cavaliers as my first pick.
Okay,
Cleveland Cavaliers. All right. Why do I not even have them on my board?
I was worried that my comment on the Cavs was going to leave them on the board a little bit longer.
I think they're cooking. I think it's going to be a bloodbath in that like middle kind of packish there, and there's going to be some care for quite some time from those teams.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm writing down the teams here so I can track. We're going to get to a point where we're going to go who picked two. I got it, guys. We're good.
Good job.
I can share my screen. Actually,
I got a dot going. All right. Well, then it's my pick. Then this is the easiest pick for me. I'm going to go ahead and go with Boston. Number two on my board.
Terrible pick.
It's a great pick.
It's an awful pick. They're going to have the one seed locked up in like 2 weeks, and they're gonna lay off.
I was going to pick them for a while, but
yeah, I mean, I thought about that, but I'm also like, you know what? They're going to have a lot of wins.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, they already got the wins, though. They don't need them anymore.
They don't need any more. They don't need more wins, Titus.
Mm-hmm,
possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always need wins. Okay. You always need
if
wins.
You guys need it, I put up how many games each team has played. And then I started looking into how many games they have left.
Oh, that's nice.
And then
that's
I did a games played divided by number of wins to give me a weird percentage. I don't know what this means. I just kind of did it. It means nothing.
Divided by number of
wins. That should just wins. Be their record.
No, well, 62%.
Is that
80%?
Is that different
I don't know.
Their...
It's 29. It means nothing.
Is that different than their record?
But it's just kind of like, all right, 100%. It's like,
yeah, that's I don't know. All right, Chris, take your second pick.
I think they have on NBA.com. You can just look that
it's
up.
It's really homie. Bad math. This is like a John Hollinger.
He's kind of big brain this. He's kind of really
big brain this guy.
He's going to be like, no, you know, the 80% percentage. Means, yeah, the 300% the percentage means is huge. There's a lot of room it's to huge. Come up.
Yeah, you carry the 2 and divide the 7.
Wow, big brain Chris is doing math. No, right. I just took a team that's going to have the number one seed wrapped up in 2 weeks.
All right. I like how you chose pink for yourself. Nuggets.
Yeah. Nuggets. All right, nice. Good pick.
Nuggets.
All right.
With my second pick, I'm going to take the Clippers.
Nice. Good pick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wow, this is incredible. I'm
still going for wins here.
He's going for wins. This is incredible. I got my top 3 teams. I'm going to take OKC.
Let's see.
All right. I am going with the Lakers.
Lakers, wow. All right.
Stop wowing my picks. All right.
I mean, they're very low on my board. I'm just saying they're very low. These teams are low on my board, but
even look at this. Look at this 86%. That's so like
I don't know where number came from. So I don't even know what that means. You said it means
26 divided by 30 gives you 86%.
I don't know, but it
do with that good. What you will.
Do with that what you will. Wow. Cool.
All right. My third pick. I'm gonna take the Warriors.
Warriors. All right. Nice.
Warriors. Wow.
They got to hit a stride. It's now or never.
All right. I'm going to take Indianapolis.
Yeah, that was my toss up there. Good choice. Them and the Warriors.
I'm going to go Knicks.
Damn it, Knicks. Get buckets. That's a good one.
Only thing is, when does Randall come back?
That's the question. Man, we're all going for wins. This is good. I like this.
No, we got to go wins. Yeah.
Well, we have to, right? The top half should be. So I'm going to go I'm ready to swerve. I'm going to swerve already a little bit.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to take the Pelicans.
The Pellies. Wait,
Pellies, that's a win.
That's a win, yeah.
You want to go win?
That's a little bit of a swerve. I think there's some options out there still that maybe potentially stronger on paper. But I'm going to take the Pelicans.
All right, so then it's me. I'm gonna go ahead and take Phoenix. I feel like they got to make a run here.
That's the one that I was kind of saying.
Good spot. I'm going Mavs.
That's the right choice. Done. Oh boy,
it was an easy one for me right there.
We're running out of them here, quick boys.
Yeah, it's getting tight now.
We're going for wins. I think the loss stipulation is kind of getting thrown out the window here. Which
nobody's thinking about this.
Good to know. No one's thinking about it. We're not losers here.
I think it's about to happen after this pick.
Yeah, you might have to start making a run.
Do I do the Bucks or the Kings?
Ooh,
Bucks or the Kings. I'm gonna take the flyer on the Bucks. I think I have to.
Oh, damn it!
I think I have to.
I almost said like that beam always, so you take it, but then I knew
that's a gamble.
Yeah, that's a good gamble though. Give me the Kings then. Give me the Kings.
All right, I think that's all like the reasonably good teams that are left.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a couple teams out there still.
Oh boy!
I mean, Philly, Orlando, the Bulls, Atlanta.
I do enjoy that most of the Western Conference is already selected. Yep. Bloodbath.
Oh man, I'm gonna go the Hawks.
Hawks, good pick. Good pick.
Look at that! That 112%. Like, I don't know, man.
Well, if you divide another number by that, you might be 200%.
The big brain stat. Brought to you by Chris, the stats man. The big brain stat of the week. We should have that. The big brain stat of the week.
The big man stat from the big brain.
Rebounds by assists, and that should tell you everything. All right, go ahead, Joey.
I'm going to take – you guys ready for it?
Yes, I'm ready for
it. Give me the homework pick. Give me the Bulls.
The Bulls.
Yeah, I wanted to take the Bulls. But
get those losses covered. Good job.
I feel like I waited till the right time, right? The sixth pick, that feels like right. I mean, that feels
fair. Yeah, that's right. Wait for that Kobe White explosion.
Wow. You said it, not me.
All over your face.
Right. Kobe White's going to explode all over your face. Give me...
I'll take it.
What do I do here? You know what? I'm going to take everybody's money. Give me Detroit.
All right, that's a solid pick, but it's a little early in my
a little early, but you know what? I reached. So, like, who am I gonna take? Am I gonna take Orlando?
There.
Yeah, I think you still should have been going for wins here,
dude. How about this home away record by Houston? 19-9 at home and 5-21 away. It's a weird team. I'm taking Houston.
Screw Stone.
All right, the Rockets are gone. Fuck.
So some good teams out there, but what do you do, Joe?
I'll take the Magic, I guess.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, that's the logical next Orlando. Choice. This is where it gets a little spicy.
This is where it gets weird, man. That was early.
We got eight teams left. We got Nets, Raptors, Hornets, early. Wizards, Jazz, Grizzlies, Blazers, Spurs.
Did somebody take Philly?
No, nobody took Philly yet.
Oh, sorry, and the Sixers.
Because like, so here's my debate: like, do I go Philly or Utah here and try to get a couple other wins, or do I go like San Antonio or Memphis and really try to pad up those losses? Because like, as you have to see from my perspective, I'm going. I got Minnesota, Boston, OKC, Indy, and Philly.
Wait, plus losses. It's most wins.
Most wins, yeah.
Or most losses. So why are you mixing in teams that are going to lose yet?
Yeah, you don't want to make. You'll get caught right in the middle, Titus.
You caught right in the middle. Or is this a recipe for the middle? This is what you're saying. All right, you know what? Give me Philly.
Yeah, that's good.
I have to take a gamble.
I think we kind of slipped on. I forgot about Philly.
No, yeah. It's the gamble, right?
Embiid.
It's the right time to take it because they've been bad without him. Chris.
Oh yeah, me.
I feel better now.
Who cares to win the Raptors?
I think that's right.
Give me some Raptor news.
Raptors. Give me Utah. I'll take Utah. I think they're gonna stumble into. I think they'll stumble into some wins here.
Man, it's tough. So we got San Antonio, Washington, Portland, Memphis, Charlotte, and Brooklyn left, right?
Yep.
Right, give me Brooklyn. Ugh. Yeah, I don't like that either. But
new coach bump though, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they're still trying to win.
That might be a sneaky good pick.
I might be trying to win.
Positivity.
I guess I gotta go. Oh, Spurs.
Ooh, there it starts. The run starts.
Good. I wanted Charlotte.
Charlotte?
I kind of want Hornets, but I still – the Miles Bridges thing still gives me
– They won like three in a row, man. They're on a heater.
They have won three in a row. Is that what you got from this? I don't know, 215%, though. It's really high.
They're 3-7 in their last 10. I mean, put that in your stats and see what that divides out to.
Give me Portland.
Your stats and smoke it. Portland.
Portland, Joey's team.
Yeah.
All right. So I got between the Grizz and the Hornets, or the Wizards.
Yeah.
Grizzlies or give me the Grizzlies. They at least like are competitive.
I got the Wizards.
Joey with the Wizards.
And okay. They're irrelevant. Washington.
Kyle Kuzma.
I feel like I'm most in the middle. Ty's more top heavy. Joey, you're kind of all over the place too.
I feel like Titus is gonna get screwed with taking Detroit number 7. I feel like that was a miss.
That was a reach. That felt like a reach.
It was too early.
It's too early.
You still had Houston, Orlando, 76ers, Raptors.
We'll see. I don't know why in the middle of the thing I felt like I could somehow math my way into winning both of them. I was like, well, what if I win the wins and the losses? That's and I don't know why I thought that.
That was an interesting thought. I thought you were thinking that way.
I just like in the middle of it was like, well, what if I just start drafting Detroit, San Antonio? I'm like, I got all these wins already. I can just get all the losses now. And then I think about
losses.
I was like, oh no. Yeah. But then those teams aren't winning any games. So then I don't have any more wins. I get it. I got it.
That's why I like this idea, what we're doing here. We'll see how this goes, and we can always, revamp it for
next
year.
Yeah, Chris's does feel kind of mid.
We'll see.
Okay, we don't need to talk about how everybody else's feels right now.
Let's see what happens after week one of this. We'll do our weekly update. Yeah.
Oh, this is good, guys.
We'll take a screenshot of the standings now, and then we'll just keep adding them up. So,
oh man, I think I should have been able to take one of Chris's picks for him, since there was a bet made that hasn't been paid off yet between the Bulls and the Timberwolves.
You could have done it. I left it open. You didn't want to take it.
Missed the golden opportunity here.
Yeah,
take his pick.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time, loser. Well, on that note, that is it for us tonight. Follow us on social media at The Box Out Boys. Slide in those DMs. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on YouTube and Spotify. We very much appreciate that. So for Chris, Joey, and Adam, until next time, box out! Boop, 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 boop.